going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks to Byron for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Now we've got another update for you, and that is that Brock Purdy has himself a brand new contract extension. This just broke within the last 2 minutes. Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers, a much-anticipated, years-in-the-making, lengthy extension. Purdy getting $181 million in total guarantees, $165 million in the first 3 new years of the deal through 2030. The contract, the big numbers that are going to get floated around everywhere, 5 years, $265 million for the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback. This is what happens when you play in a couple of conference championship games, when you are the trigger man for one of the better offenses and teams in the NFC over the span of 3 seasons. $53 million a year for Purdy, who, believe it or not, Danny, actually cost himself some money last year, because the expectation after Dak was up into the 60s was Brock Purdy would be a $60 million player. And then in 15 games, San Francisco went 6-9. He had just 20 touchdowns and 12 picks. McCaffrey got hurt. Debo wasn't the same. Trent Williams was in and out of the lineup. With the supporting cast not around him, he didn't go 30 touchdowns, 10 picks like he did a year before when he led the NFL in almost every category. QBR, rating, Anya, touchdown percentage, bunch of other stuff. So he was much more pedestrian last year. No Pro Bowl, no top five in All-Pro or MVP or any of that stuff. And so he cost himself a little money. But as the former Mr. Irrelevant, seventh-round pick, last pick in the draft.
Still a success story.
25 years old, going to make $53 million a year for the Niners.
It just the data point, it slots in. It just AAV, and this is the quick and dirty. This, you know, we're not getting into guarantees and practical guarantees and guarantees due at signing and roster bonuses. Just looking at the quick and dirty numbers for your reference, slots in just behind Jared Goff and slightly ahead of Justin Herbert, who signed his deal a couple seasons ago as a 25-year-old running through 2029. So it looks like, what is that, seventh or eighth, ninth most in the league in terms of AAV. Overall dollars, in terms of value. You've got the Pat Mahomes one that's just sort of different than everyone else. He signed the lifetime deal, you know, whatever it was, 10 years, $45 million a year. So his AAV now actually is down way low near everyone else or below everyone else. But it's Allen, it's Lawrence, it's Burrow, it's Herbert, it's Jackson, and Jalen Hurts, and he's right in that category in terms of overall dollars and then AAV. So right there towards the top of that marketplace.
There is a conversation that needs to be had, probably in San Francisco and all over the country, as to what Brock Purdy really is. Mm-hmm. And without one of the great supporting casts in the league and maybe the best play caller and designer, what does he look like somewhere else? But I think we know that there, with Kyle Shanahan, if they can surround him with some weapons, you can have a lot of success.
Yep.
And if that is the case, and they know it to be already, then paying him what they just did shouldn't be prohibitive of them being competitive. But I actually think this is a pretty reasonable deal, as crazy as that sounds. If you get past the fact that you don't think Brock Purdy's worth that, or you don't think, if you don't understand the quarterback market, it's the old us screaming with people for hours and hours for months on end about Kirk Cousins. Like, if you can get past the fact that you've got a franchise quarterback who is now above the threshold and they're going to make more than you want, the fact that he wasn't closer to the top of the market as the most recent guy to get paid, the fact that there are a half dozen, seven guys, that tells me he understands what he is a little bit, right?
That everybody needs each other. You got paid really, really well, exactly. But not number one.
It tells me he knows, look, I'm good. You guys need to pay me like I'm good because I know I am and you know I am. I'm going to get you to NFC Championship games. But I know I'm not Patrick Mahomes. I know I'm not Jalen Hurts or any of the other guys that, I mean, frankly, he's getting paid like Hurts, so that maybe that's not the example. He popped into my head because of the Super Bowl. But I know I'm not Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, the guys making the MVP trips regularly to go accept awards at the honor show. I get that. And I don't need to be that guy. So let's meet in the middle. And they kind of did, honestly. More on this and more on what San Francisco is going to be and where they rank in the NFC pecking order. I wanted to get into that coming up at about 5:30 here on Grant and Danny. But it is time to play a little game.
It's the best game that there is. It's called Does Grant Know the Band? And here's how it works. You call us, 800-636-1067. And we'll welcome you onto the show. This isn't about whether you know the band or not, though. A very famous song by a very famous band will play. You'll hear the song, you'll recognize it, but again, it's not about you. We're going to ask Grant, does he know the name of the band? And what you are going to do is bet on whether or not he knows it. You could bet on Grant. You bet against Grant. If you get two correct, you have to get two correct, you can win yourself a pair of tickets.
I think I'm ready. I know how to play. The people know how the game is played, thanks to Danny's breakdown there. So without further ado, let's pick ourselves a contestant, Daryl in Fairfax. Daryl, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Daryl, we're very well. Do you understand how the game is played?
Yes, sir.
Then let us play. Does Grant know the band? Daryl, how old are you, buddy?
53, sir.
So this is your wheelhouse. You know immediately. Within a microsecond, you know. But Daryl, it's not about whether you know. Let's let Grant listen to it for a moment. He's nodding his head. He's bobbing along. It's part of a soundtrack of a movie he likes. Daryl, I ask you, does Grant Paulson know the band?
I'm going to go with a no.
Betting against Grant. GP, who sings this song?
So this is Detroit Rock City, right?
What do you mean?
The song is called Detroit Rock City?
No.
No?
No.
I want to rock, rock. I want to rock. Isn't this from the movie I like,
yes.
Road Trip?
Yes.
But it's not Detroit Rock City?
No.
Okay. Well, now I have no idea. I want to rock. I'll say Guns N' Roses.
That is not correct. Daryl, you are correct, sir. He did not know that this was Twisted Sister, I Want to Rock. Twisted Sister, I Want to Rock.
No file on that song. I've heard it.
You definitely have. It's from the movie.
What's Detroit Rock City?
That's a whole other thing.
Is that Take Me Down to the Paradise?
That's Paradise City by Guns N' Roses.
All right. Nothing matters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Daryl, you're one for one. You get the next one right. You get yourself a pair of Defenders tickets.
Come on, Daryl. Let's go to the Defenders game. I'll see you there, buddy.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Song number two. Darius, go for it. He's bobbing his head, Daryl. Smile on his face. You don't even need the lyrics. You don't even need the words. Daryl knows it. But it ain't about Daryl. Daryl.
Can we get some lyrics, please?
Yeah, it's coming. Daryl, does Grant know the band?
He should, but I'm going to go no again.
Grant Paulson. Name that band.
I don't think I've ever heard this song in my life.
I mean, we've used it as a rejoiner on our show. 100 times?
Is this You Shook Me All Night Long?
Oh, dear. It's not. That's not the song.
Does this song ever get different or good or recognizable or better or anything?
It's recognizable from the start, I would say.
Is there a hook coming that I would know? Or is this it?
Just that was it right there.
They're doing it.
You just said the name of the song.
Bob Seger.
Oh, dear. Daryl, congratulations. You've won a four-pack of tickets to D.C. Defenders versus Arlington Sunday, May 18th at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Congratulations, Daryl. Stay on hold, buddy.
Who was that?
That's AC/DC.
I'm sure that's
did you hang up
song.
On Daryl?
Oh, maybe I did.
Daryl, call back. You're the winner.
Daryl, you need to call back. When you get back through, Daryl, let them know that you won. Because it might be tough for a little while. Sorry, Daryl.
Dude. I mean, as soon as you hear, that's AC/DC.
I got nothing on AC/DC.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to play for nothing?
Let's play for nothing.
Okay.
People have fun doing it.
Aaron and Chantilly.
We actually have one more. We have one more set.
Oh, we have another pair of tickets?
Yeah. Yeah. We forgot to give away yesterday.
Oh, how's about that?
Wow, Aaron, you went from nothing to something just like that.
Yes, you did. By the way, congratulations.
That was fantastic.
Make sure you remember who's going to call in Daryl.
It's Daryl.
He's going to call in eventually to get those tickets. Congrats. You've won a 4-pack of tickets to DC Defenders against Arlington Sunday, May 18th at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. So, Aaron, you've got a chance to still win yourself some DC Defenders tickets Sunday at noon.
This is great. I was going to take my 4-year-old daughter, get ready to buy tickets, and I heard this and I called in. So
you've got a chance.
Crossed.
So, Aaron, do you understand how the game is played, sir?
I do.
Very well. Let's name that band. Here we go. Aaron, how old are you, mind my asking?
44.
So you're right around the same age as me. 90s kid, you know it, but it's not about if you know it or not, Aaron.
Yep.
Bet you had this cassette, just like I did.
And recorded off the radio.
Yeah, every time.
Fingers crossed, I think Grant doesn't know it.
Here we go. Grant Paulson. What band is this?
You guys are actually ruining the segment.
We're doing it?
You have to pick songs people know. This is a Nothing Burger song.
This song
stinks.
This song played a billion times in the 90s.
Nobody knows this song.
Everyone knows it.
And also, is there a hook that's popular?
You have a little patience, my friend.
Okay, well, let's get to that. Get to the part that's
recognizable. He's going to say. There it is.
That's My it. Religion?
Yeah.
Aaron, do you know this
band? Of course he does.
I do.
Who is it? I don't know it, so I'll just tell you I don't know it. Who is it?
R.E.M., Losing My Religion.
R.E.M., dude.
Ah, you're one of the few that might know it. Can we pick some real music around here? Good God.
Don't start
Where
deflecting.
Where is Queen? Where is Beatles?
Don't
Where is,
start.
Pick a music, a famous song.
Don't start lashing out because you're 0 for 3.
These are terrible options.
Okay.
You're going with Deep Cuts from the B-side.
I'm sure Deep Cuts. From Losing My Religion is a deep cut by R.E.M.
No, it doesn't matter. These are not... R.E.M. is not relevant to anything that we're doing here.
Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
This should be the biggest bands of all time.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm just telling you.
Stop it. AC/DC's
when
not big.
When we started this segment, it was Smashola's.
50 years of AC/DC selling out arenas. Settle down over there. All right, Aaron, you got a chance to win here. He's a little rattled, I'll be honest with you. Like he's not on his game right now. Usually cool, calm, and collected. He's doing his DiCaprio hand never shakes.
Do real music.
He's shrugging his shoulders. He's yelling at me. Yelled at Darius. Just yelled at you.
I yelled at Darius.
It's time. Hey, let Aaron's got a chance to win tickets. Go ahead, Darius. See the beauty of this one, Aaron, is we've done this one before. We've played this song for this segment at least 3 or 4 times, Darius, probably. Now, he recognizes the song, but does it mean he knows the band? Get to the huh.
I've heard this.
Well, yeah, what's he going to do? What's he going to ask? What's he going to ask for? He's going to ask for an action, a little verb. What is it? What's he want?
Was Aaron thinking?
What's he going to do, Grant?
In pour this a little sugar
yeah.
on
me. Aaron, he knows the song, but does he know the band,
God.
Aaron? Does he know it?
Oh, I'm really going to hope that you're brain farting on the name of the band.
Grant Paulson, what band is this?
That's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
By?
I'm going to say...
We've done this so many times.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's not AC/DC.
No, we already did AC/DC.
We'll go Metallica.
Oh, my God. Aaron, congratulations. Yes. You've won a 4-pack of tickets to DC Defenders versus Arlington Sunday, May 18th at Audi Field. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. For when we do it next time, Def Leppard. Now, don't hang up on Aaron. He won the tickets.
Aaron, congratulations. I'll see you at Audi Field, buddy.
Thank you very much.
That song, at least, I've heard of.
Yeah, you've heard it here this time.
But again, anytime you guys want to play real music that is... like top 20 all time. That's what we should be working with here.
That's
top.
So a group of 20 songs all time?
Yes.
We can't go even, top 1,000?
Even top 50. I mean, just that one, I'm not even that upset about that one. Had you started with that, that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. I knew that song. I've heard that song. I could sing along, hum along to that song.
I could see your complaint. Yeah, it's exactly. Pretty valid.
Let's go to Annie in Falls Church. Annie, do you want to play for absolutely nothing?
Sure.
All right, so,
very good.
So you understand how the game is played?
Yes.
Very good. And you know it's for absolutely nothing. Very well. Yeah. Daris, proceed, sir. Right?
Yep. Sorry, my dog's barking. I get out of my car.
It's an interesting version. I don't mind that. Because Annie still knows it.
Yeah.
I still know it. Does Grant know it?
Oh, boy. You know, he hasn't known anything yet.
You're right, Annie.
But he's bound to know something. But I'm going to say, I'm going to have to go with the flow. I'm going to say no.
GP, one of the songs of the 80s.
Never heard this song.
Tony Katane, nothing for you?
No.
Okay.
It sounds awful. Again, it's not a famous song. So does Grant know the deep cut that only four people know is the new game? I'm going to say no. Annie, what song is this?
Well, I'm going to say Journey, but I could be wrong.
No, it's Whitesnake. Here I go again on my own.
Here I go again on my own. Yeah, there you go.
That's a famous one.
So I'm bad at this too.
Well, don't worry. You don't have to be good at it. You just have to guess correctly if I know the song that nobody knows.
Which you did. All right, Annie. So that's again for nothing. Okay. Let's go to the next song.
All right, you're almost a winner of
You're almost a winner of zero. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Threw him for a little curveball here, Annie. It's from Zoolander, which is a movie that he hates. But it's famous.
He's got to know that. You've got to.
Do you think he does?
Yes.
Betting on Grant. Grant.
I know this.
Who Come sings on, this song, Grant?
Jitterbug?
Yeah. A jitterbug.
Female leads.
Nope.
Male
Isn't
lead?
That funny, Annie?
That's funny.
Before you go. Come on.
Go on. Hanging on like a yo-yo.
Wake me up before you go.
Why don't you take my shirt off before you jinx the band and they break up?
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh.
No.
Annie, I'm so sorry.
I got one wrong and one right.
Yes, you did,
Annie. You did great, Annie.
Good for you. You did wonderful.
Who is it?
That's Wham, dude.
Wham?
Wham.
Again. This used to be a good segment. Wham?
Yes.
I wouldn't recognize Wham if it sat on my GD lap. I've never even heard of
they
Wham.
They might enjoy that, but I'll tell you this. That's George Michael, dude. Wham. Super famous. 80s.
Play a real song. Just one. Give me one real song. That's all I'm asking for. One song that any of our listeners know.
Everyone has known
We've played so many real songs.
Everyone has known every one of these.
Let's go to George in Waldorf. Hello, George.
Up, George.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, George. Do you understand how the game is played?
I do. Grant doesn't.
I am aware how the game is played. I just wish the game was playable.
Grant, you have my grandkids laughing. They know these songs.
There's no chance. How old are they?
14 and 8.
They don't know any of these songs. Respectfully, your grandkids don't know any of these songs. And I know it, and they know it. All right. Daris, play a song. A good one, for God's sake. Any way you want.
Oh, he's singing along, George. He's singing along.
He's got to get one right. I'm going to say yes.
He's betting on Grant.
George, I have no idea what song this is.
Come on, GP.
I've heard of it.
Come on, GP.
Any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Signature voice. There's one voice like it. One. San Francisco, the whole building singing along at a Giants playoff game. They're all losing their mind because he's leading them in song. Come on. Come on.
San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
He's singing the song?
They're all singing it.
Give me more. Give me another.
When the lights go down in the city, brother, they're going crazy.
The only guy I could think of at San Francisco Giants games, who's the Tony Bennett? Sings a lot of stuff at San Francisco
Giants. This isn't Tony Bennett.
I don't think this is Tony Bennett. No, I'm just saying. He's the only guy. I'm going to say Thin Lizzy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Something else.
It's getting worse, guys. It's getting worse.
Good try, George. Tell your grandkids I love them.
Journey, brother.
Journey?
The other clue I was going to give is your wife hates them.
Who's the?
Steve Perry. Your wife hates them, but that would have been too much of a giveaway.
Mm. So, a couple of things. I think I went 0 for that game.
You did. I thought you would get, we put in Def Leppard purposely because we've done it so many times.
But I'd just like to add, there was a time when we played this, when we played bands that were real classics. And now we're digging deep in the barrel.
I want you, just for the record, AC/DC, REM.
But we didn't play, it's not like we played Hell's Bells. It's not like we played, what's another AC/DC song that I would know?
Back in Black, yeah. Highway to Hell.
We didn't play Back, we used to play Back in Black. Now we play
Money Talks.
Whatever the hell we played. Play the best ones.
You're pretending it's not a smash?
But do you acknowledge that we've done Hell's Bells? We've done Back in Black?
Sure. And you never get those either.
Right. But I have a chance with those. I have a chance. And people listening at home can play along,
dude,
because they've heard of them.
Here's the
people
thing.
Have never heard any of
as
these songs.
As soon as they hear the lead singer of AC/DC, every single human being goes, oh, AC/DC.
Give me one silly. That's all I'm asking for. Give me one big silly.
What is your definition of a silly? I've played so many.
One of the most famous songs of all time. Give me one of the best songs ever that is universally loved by a band that I like.
You know how many people sing this song in unison at every sporting event ever?
Every time. Couple of
bet
beers.
You don't know the band.
At the bar.
Let me wait for it. Hold on. What song is it?
I bet you it's a deeper cut.
It's. I don't know what. I don't have it.
It's tough. Oh, so tough. What does Jeannie do?
We got a hold.
Yeah.
On
yes, Grant.
To
yes,
what
Grant.
We got.
Come on.
Yes.
Who sings it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah. Who sings it?
You missed the lyric there.
Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Oh.
Bon Mother Jovi, right? Yes. Bon Jovi. Yes.
How'd you
finally
get it?
A
how'd
silly.
You pull it? How'd you know?
It's at every stadium. Oh. We're halfway
show me your phone.
There.
Is Shazam up?
Oh. We're
Heath, did you Shazam it? Is that open?
No.
I'm
this
kidding.
Is... Bon
I'm kidding.
Jovi.
I'm kidding.
You finally played a silly. This is what I'm saying.
As Slizak said in the chat.
You give me a tuber, I'll make music.
I'm
give
sure.
Give me a smash, and I will hit it out of the park.
I'm sure Anywhere You Want It by Journey's a deep cut, said Slizak in the chat. Come on, dude. Like, REM, Losing My Religion, that's a deep cut.
Bon
stop it.
Mother Jovi. Let's go.
This is why we play the game. This is why we're here.
This is why we're here.
Yes.
Do we have the annual disappointment from your wife text yet?
No.
Darn it.
She's had a lunch with her friend, so we might not get it.
All right.
Kids are on a little play date. Grant and Danny on the fan. That's how we
that's
play.
How you debate.
This is how we play. Give me Bon Jovi. Give me a tuber. I'll make music. All I need is a smash.
I thought you were going to get Def Leppard, buddy.
You guys, get off the B side. You'll find me. I'm over on the A side. Grant and Danny on the fan. Let's talk Brock Purdy next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Where was this when I needed it?
Two straight bands that you know?
Where was this when I was looking for it? Grant and Danny on the Fan in 30 minutes. G&D's Tony's Mailbag. We'll take your questions, a little ask us anything to wind the weekend down. Before we get to a quick convo on Brock Purdy, who just broke the bank with the Niners, a couple of people want to hop in. Kevin's in Centerville. What's up, Kevin? How are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you all, too. I love that segment. You know, it's a good segment. Grant, look, I get it, but I just did a quick scroll through Rolling Stone's top 500, and every single one of those songs that was played was in the top 500. So, I mean, I know you want top 20, but I mean, like, losing my religion won a freaking Grammy. You know, there's so many different songs that, and most of them are joiners. Like when you come back from break, I'm sitting there going, you all play that at like around 3 o'clock every day.
Well, but here's the thing. So 500 is just a huge, huge number.
No, it's not.
It totally
there
is.
Are millions of songs. Tens of thousands upon thousands.
I agree. But he's right. I would like top 50, like legit true smash-olas is what I'm looking for. I think top 500 could be fun at a bar with your buddies that know music. I'm not one of those guys.
But here's the thing. It's not about identifying like the song title. Like the thing I keep harping on, like when AC/DC plays, the world knows it. Yeah. Even if you're like, is that Shook Me All Night Long or Back in Black or Highway to Hell? They're all the same. It's the same dude.
Here's the only way I can describe it, though.
Yeah.
There are times where I'm in a rhythm.
Yeah.
Where it just feels like it's coming to me.
I get it.
And I'm mentally sharp.
The rim seems like a big old bucket. Exactly. And you just are throwing it in there.
And I was not in sync today. I was not in rhythm at any point. It's like Tom Wilson after game one saying we were just a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Bon Jovi one at the end, which I got. For 30 seconds, I had no idea what was playing.
Yeah.
None. And then I was like, oh, this is that song.
This is
and
the
then
one.
I was like, wait, that's Journey. And I'm like, no, it's not Journey. It's the other one my wife hates when people sing it. I was like, wait, the Mason Band played that. So I'm like working my way through this. I'm like, Doc Nix and Mason played this all the time. Living on a Prayer. That's Bon Jovi. We landed there. We got where we needed to go. Paul in Burtonsville. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Thanks for taking the call. What's going on? Are we playing a game or are we talking about
Well, the
30?
Game's over, unfortunately.
Yeah, the game ended.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a quarterback league now, I guess.
Back to Purdy. Seamless transition,
and
sir.
And we got one. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, back to Jaden Daniels.
What's his contract?
Rookie deal.
He's a rookie for three more years, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, he was only a rookie last year, but on the rookie deal for a few more seasons, yeah.
What are you up to today, anyway? What do you got going?
And I got my work canceled out because of the unstable weather. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the storm right now. Oh, my. It's getting up.
What's getting up?
Where are you guys broadcasting from, please?
D.C.
Oh, okay.
Right by Nats Park.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at?
I am right between Baltimore and Washington in Burtonsville.
Oh, so you could go to Nats O's this weekend if you maybe a little Preakness.
How about that? But I'm too old for all of that.
Mm. Okay.
What did you have for lunch?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal for lunch?
Treat yourself a little bit on a Friday?
Oatmeal for lunch? What are we doing?
Anything in it? Just oatmeal. Was it dry?
Today was supposed to be payday, man.
Oh, right.
You know, I'm working tight right now.
Mm-hmm. So did you do breakfast or no breakfast?
No breakfast.
All right. So you woke up late.
A little fast, yeah.
10 a.m. maybe? What time did you wake up?
That's right. That's right. And then walk the dog, and then the dog wants another walk.
Okay. Let's guess
his dog. Was really hot today. It was really hot.
It was toasty. You're right, Paul.
No, I was.
Yeah.
Let's guess what kind of dog Paul
has.
All right.
Hey, take care, man.
Hold on. We're going to guess what kind of dog you
have. Can we guess what kind of dog you have, buddy?
He's a mix between.
No, wait. Don't tell us. We're going to guess.
We want to guess. Can we guess?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's a mix. Okay. I got that. Sure.
You
he's
get,
a mix.
You get four guesses. All right. I gave it up.
I'm going to say he's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Lab.
There's some hound in there and a beagle hound.
Nope.
Okay.
What kind of dog do you have, Paul?
He's a border collie mixed with a pointer.
Didn't have that in the office pool. Mm. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
Yeah, be good, brother. Good to catch up with our guy, Paul.
Hey, Paul, very forthcoming.
Brock Purdy gets paid by the 49ers, if you're just joining us.
It's a quarterback league now.
That was my favorite. I get sized for Paul because I think he called in to play,
the game.
Yeah,
and he goes, oh, in that case, it's a quarterback
and
league.
Didn't hang up, wasn't hung up on whatever. So yeah. He's just kind of chilling there. So we go to him. He thinks he's going to play the game.
Yeah,
it's too late. He's not playing the game. And then it's just natural pivot, which is beautiful and perfect.
It's a quarterback league now.
He goes, can I play the game? We're like, no, we're not playing the game anymore. And he goes, I'm not laughing at him. Paul's the best. But it's just so funny. It's like, what can I say on Sports Talk Radio?
Well,
and he's like,
I've got it.
We're not playing the game, Paul. And he goes, okay. Silence. Well, it's a quarterback. That was great. Was he angling back to Purdy? Which, if so, he's on brand.
I thought he was talking Purdy because we were. Remember, it was like we did Purdy to start. Does Grant know the band? Because the news just broke.
Jaden Daniels. Kind of hinting.
Well, he said, and we got one. Right. And then he told us he had oatmeal.
God, I love Paul.
Yeah.
I want to do oatmeal lunch with Paul soon. Can we arrange that, please? Me, Danny, bowl oatmeal, and Paul.
I need that oatmeal to be seasoned with something. Let's put some raisins in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
49ers, Purdy, 5 years, $265 million. Those are the numbers that aren't real. They don't really mean a lot. $53 million AAV slots him in. You said 7-8, right around Jared Goff,
mm-hmm.
among NFL quarterbacks. I think San Francisco did well in that regard. Like, if you get past this idea that you're paying Purdy an unbelievable amount of money, and the 1 year he really had to prove it without a ton of help last year, it didn't go all that well. Numbers came way down, 31 touchdowns to 20. Interception percentage was up last season. If McCaffrey's not available and Debo's not himself and Trent Williams isn't on the field consistently, we've all kind of wondered, what does that look like for Brock Purdy? Well, San Fran got their answer last year. He was okay, but he was not at the upper echelon,
right.
You know, MVP caliber, all-pro type level that he'd played at before that as a franchise quarterback. But it still didn't scare them off. I mean, I know they're going to always be able to have enough talent. They got Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver. I'm really excited to see what becomes of, you know, drafting a first-round pick out of Florida, and Ricky Pearsall last year is going to be a route runner in Kyle's offense. But they feel good enough that even without some of that weaponry, they're building the whole thing around Purdy as the sun in the solar system.
So I've always thought this, is he a system quarterback or is he good? Convo was always a little bit foolish. And here's why. There are other guys that played in that system. See, Jimmy Garoppolo, see, C.J. Beathard, see, Nick Mullins. If you think those are all pedestrian quarterbacks, you're right, by the way. They didn't thrive the way Purdy has. So whether Purdy's good on his own and he would go somewhere else and be great or wouldn't, to me, is irrelevant. They found someone that can do the thing that they want done with that system. He fits. That's the end. You find a key that works. You don't go, well, maybe this other key or this other lock. Like, that's the whole point of this, is to find someone that can run your bleep. And he can run it. He runs it really well. He runs it better than the other guys that they've trotted out there over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years under Kyle Shanahan. That's simple to me. So, like, I never care that much. It's like, okay, well, if you switched him with someone on the Dolphins, would he run there? That's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. The answer is, he a system quarterback? Yes, and that's not an insult to me. The answer is, he pretty good? Yes. It's also not an insult to me.
I was going
to
say, you asked two questions, and they're both yeses. He's 100% a beneficiary of working for and with Kyle Shanahan.
Absolutely.
With all those weapons. And he's also probably pretty good. But there's still is he a $53 million quarterback? I'd say no, he's not.
On his own, you're right, no.
But in that situation, in that system, with that coach, with these players, yeah, you can make that work. Because he could throw for 4,400 and 30 touchdowns. And if you do that annually, year in and year out, you're going to be worth what they're paying you. But he's a franchise top half the league QB. He's also got a little playmaking to him that I think he doesn't get enough credit for.
It's sneaky.
Off schedule, The scrambling around. He had a back-breaking, ridiculously impressive touchdown in Landover a couple years ago where he ran like a six-year-old playing Madden with the controller all the way to the right, all the way to the left. Do you remember it? He was like doing S-shapes.
Where they couldn't tackle him, yeah.
And then he like stopped and planted and threw to the end zone. It might have been Debo, I don't remember. But he threw this ridiculous touchdown. He's got a little bit of that. He's not one of these like Derek Carrian immobile pocket passers. He can make throws from the pocket, but he's got some athleticism. So I would say he's between 10 and 16 in the NFL at any given moment. And that gets you to $50 million when you've had some of the team's success at quarterback that San Francisco has with him at the controls.
Yeah, so I think San Francisco here, actually, to your point, did pretty damn well in terms of, again, the overall value of the deal and in terms of the AAV. It's going to get superseded in a couple of years when Stroud and then, you know, Daniels and Caleb Williams and all the kind of the next crop has their hand out just in a couple of seasons as the cap keeps going up. And the fact is, again, to me, the most valuable thing is, yeah, I'd love a guy that I get to say is top three or four at the position, no matter what, and any system he's in, any coach, any coordinator, it's going to work great. I'd love to have that situation. They make two or three of those guys at any given time, right? It's Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow, probably. And then, you know, Lamar Jackson's got to play a certain way. He's great, too. The point is, they don't make that many of that guy. You find someone who can do your thing, and you know your thing is going to be there in Kyle Shanahan, you don't let it go. And the fact they didn't have to pay the number one, number two, number three most valuable deal for it makes a lot of sense to me.
Colts apologized to the Dolphins yesterday. Why? Let's talk about that next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up at 6 o'clock on Grant and Danny, we'll ask us anything. We call it the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. It'll be a question about a D.C. sports team. It'll be a question about a sports team we don't talk a lot about that you want to hear us talk about. You steer the conversation. Could be a non-sports question. We do as best we can to answer all the questions. So you can line them up now at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us questions at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Of course, send them on Instagram. Grant H. Paulson, Humorous Danny, or you can get into the 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat with your questions as well. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, Kondori and Murad, want to know. They're going to help you with all the important stuff, last will and testament, a trust, put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Have you heard anything about this controversy between the Colts and the Dolphins?
I saw that the Colts apologized. I still don't know what for, though. I was trying to get to the bottom of it.
So, you know, the NFL releases its schedule now at this big primetime event that happened this week. As part of the schedule release, every team puts together a video. Everyone's trying to do the next big, funny, viral video that everyone talks about. It's an arms race for the social media groups for every single team, mm-hmm. right? So the Colts did their version of their schedule release as like this big Minecraft thing. Uh-huh. And I'm not big on Minecraft. I don't know a lot about it. I think one of your kids was.
At one point, yeah, but they moved on. And when I asked them about it, they acted like I was saying, hey, do you want some cooties? So I don't know.
Well, basically, they go through the schedule, Minecraft-wise, mm-hmm. and they did like creative little ways to acknowledge each team that was on the schedule coming up. And so for the Miami Dolphins, they depicted Tyreek Hill as a dolphin that was being stopped by law enforcement, I guess. Remember, he was on his way to the game and he got pulled over by police officers last year and thrown on the ground and cuffed. And so in their little Minecraft bit that they did, there's a dolphin wearing a 10 jersey and it says Hill. And he's just like doing little dolphin things in the water, hopping along. And the Coast Guard comes along with the siren and stops Tyreek Hill. Apparently the Dolphins didn't like that, or maybe the public took umbrage with it or issue with it, but they reached out to Tyreek Hill and personally apologized, and then they apologized to the Dolphins directly saying, quote, we removed our schedule release video because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft and included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologized to Microsoft and Tyreek. Now, I understand if your point is as simple as, wasn't great for the league, and it seemed like, even though I thought he was a gigantic pain in the butt to the police officers in that video, like they were overzealous.
Everybody
lost in that video. But to me, this is not an apologize thing. It's a schedule release. You're having a little fun. It's two teams doing a little jawing back and forth. It's not like someone on the Coast Guard boat jumps out and tackles the dolphin or puts it in cuffs, unless I'm missing part of the video that I never saw. It's 10 seconds long. Mm-hmm. A dolphin is just swimming along. The Coast Guard comes up behind it, and then they move on to the Broncos game. This is absolutely harmless. No one should be offended by this. No one should have apologized for this. And you know, Tyreek Hill, by the way, that wasn't the only time he's been in trouble with the law. It's been semi-reoccurring throughout his career dating back to college that he has gotten in trouble. And occasionally law enforcement has been involved and he's been questioned or whatever. So it's just part of his history at this point. And while you don't have to like that, I think the Colts, who have nothing to do with you, they're not in the Tyreek Hill business, can poke fun at that a little bit if they want to.
I think that's a pretty good summary. I have a hard time getting riled up for those kind of things, right? If we're more upset about pointing it out or more upset about the joke than the thing, I always think that's a little bit backwards in our society. But, you know, so I guess that if somebody's annoyed about it or think it's in poor taste, I think you're welcome to say so. Then I think it's up to the...
Does that reach that threshold?
Not to me.
Again, this excerpt is 13 seconds long. It's a dolphin hopping in and out of water and a Coast Guard boat pulling up. It looks goofy. It's a Minecraft cartoon. Yeah. The whole thing is a joke of itself. The Coast Guard pulls up behind the dolphin that's wearing a Tyreek Hill jersey and stops, and then it's over. It's 13 seconds. That we need to apologize for that? We need to take that off the internet?
Did they have the one with the Jordan Schultz and the Starbucks guy, or the other Rappaport fighting in Starbucks? Somebody had that one, too.
Might have been the Chargers. Yeah, they did the Chargers. Minecraft thing as well.
So they did that bit, and I guess my point is, do they have to apologize? Because that's... Is that in worse taste? Is that the same taste? I don't know. Just one of those things where we can all laugh about that one, but not this one. I don't know. Seems to me enough time has passed. I think we should probably be okay, but I don't know, man. Maybe it's just easier for the Colts just to say our bad and move on and then cite the rights with Minecraft or something. Who knows?
So I hate to make too much out of this or be overly dramatic, but in my opinion, that is why there has not been a good comedy in the movie theater in 15 years. When you say it's easier for them to just apologize and move on. Yeah,
it's their thinking.
It's easier to never make any jokes. That's true. It's easier to not do any content that is more interesting, right? Like every time you think before you say something and then don't say it because someone might not like it, the content gets a little worse. I don't know. It's not a huge deal that they don't apologize. And I don't know who made them, but it is a sign of the times that I think is an overstep.
So I would just offer, and I think this is important to clarify, his agent, talking about Tyreek Hill's agent, according to the story here from ESPN, he laughed about it and didn't think they needed to take it down on his account.
Yeah, I'm not blaming him.
So I just think that's worth mentioning. It's like, hey, the dude who it's about is cool with it.
But the blowback from everyone else is like, how dare you?
Right.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, you got a question for the G&D's Tony's Mailbag. It is next on Grant and Danny.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.